So Oozball is one of the biggest traditions on campus we have here. It's run by the Student Alumni Association, and this year will be our 36th year of running it. So that's pretty cool. It was started in 1984 with the Student Alumni Association Board, which was kind of the precursor to today's Student Alumni Association. And it started off as nothing more than a couple people playing on one single court that was hand-dug and hand-sifted in 1984, to then now having over 2,000 students play this year with UConn Fire involved, UConn Police, UConn Rec. And it really is a huge undertaking, and it's a lot of fun.
How close to the event do you actually start, like, getting things ready, like physically putting things in place?
Usually the Friday before Oozball is when we start making the mud ourselves. So an outside company, I think it's Facilities and Rec and Fire, come and help, and they dig out the courts for us. And then we come then on the Friday and make all the mud. So we use, well, the Fire uses their hose for us. We don't get to use that. And they kind of wet it for us, and we rake it and make sure all the rocks and the dirt and or the rocks and the garbage are out, so that it's a safe area for people to play in. And then the next morning, starting around 4:35 a.m., we go and we set up the nets and we set up all of the tables and we get the event running, so that people can come starting around 8:30, 9 o'clock to start playing.
This might be a weird question, considering that the point is to get muddy, but is weather ever a challenge?
It is, actually. So we always watch the weather very closely, because there's, I remember when it was the Star Wars year, I think, it was gorgeous weather and it made for the most enjoyable day. But when it starts to become rainy and cold, it's hard for our volunteers out there all day, and it's even harder for the players, who have to then shower off in cold water while it's raining and it's windy and cold. So
is there, during the day in Oozball, is there like a peak time? People come, like, is it like afternoon is the peak time, or
peak time's usually around 10:30, 11.
Okay.
Because we schedule a lot of the first round games in the morning, and then we have the all-star game at noon, and then it's the second round and the third round in the afternoon. So usually if you're playing, you're somewhere between 9 and 11. That's kind of where majority people are. Some people, depending on how many teams we have playing, have like first round spots at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But usually it's the mornings the craziest, where we have the biggest line trying to get in and the biggest group of people getting ready to play.
You said about 2,000 people over the course of the day?
Yep. Last year, if my numbers are correct, it was 2,096.
Wow. So they come, they have a great time, and they leave, but that's not the end for you, obviously.
No. So once their teams leave, then we bring in more teams, and we continue to bring in more teams all the way until the end. And then we clean up for the day. And one of our newest initiatives is actually a philanthropy effort. So as participants leave the Oozball court, they usually get their wristband cut off so that we know that they're done for the day, they're not coming back. Last year, we wanted to find a way to give back to the community on that. So as they cut off their wristbands, they were able to put them in one of three buckets. And then we counted the buckets and allocated the revenue from Oozball towards that specific charity. So we looked at, since we're Student Alumni Association is part of the foundation, we looked at three foundation efforts. And we looked at the Campus Sustainability Fund, the UConn Fund, and the Students First Fund. And if I remember correctly, a portion of the proceeds went to the Students First Fund.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool. And this year we're hoping to make it even bigger. Because last year we were just starting out. We're like, we didn't know how people were going to react. They're on their way out, and now we're bugging them to do certain things right as they're about to leave. So we were a little like, we know this is going to be a good idea, but we want to make sure that the students were for it too.
Right.
And we had an overwhelming response of people. People stopped us to talk about it rather than us stopping them, which I thought was awesome. So this year we're hoping to kind of make it a bigger thing at the end, that people know when they go in that that's what's happening.
Do you find that people, I mean, it's one of the few like long-standing traditions, I think, that are still really vital at UConn. Do you think people appreciate and participating in something that's been going on for 35 years now?
Yeah, we try to brand it every year so that people know what year it is. Last year was a big one, being 35. So we had 35 written everywhere, but I don't know if people know how long it's been going on and what it started from. Usually in the beginning years, there was not really a theme. It was just kind of Oozball. The first theme I found was 1992, which This Ooze Is For You. And then we had Just Ooze It, The Mud Is For You. And then it really got, I would say, kind of boring for a few years. It was just Got Mud 5 years in a row. And then we started to get more popular things, starting with May the Ooze Be Ever in Your Favor from Hunger Games in 2014. And then from there, we started doing more pop culture references, which I think got more people involved. But in the beginning, it was really, you played in the rec center for a while. And then once you won a couple games, then you were allowed to play the next day in the mud.
Oh.
So it was kind of a different event back then, from what I can tell. There's also, like, you had to pay for your t-shirt, which now everybody gets a t-shirt on their way out just for participating. Which I think students like, because they get something to remember Oozeball by, rather than just the memories and the couple photos we have online. So they get to kind of collect that throughout the year, so after 4 years, they could show all four of their Oozeball t-shirts. But yeah, it was a totally different game in the beginning. Yeah, there's actually a funny story from the second year of Oozeball, which I love. The president at the time, President DiBiagio, he dressed up as the Husky mascot and played a round of Oozeball. They branded it as, look, Jonathan's here to play. And then it turned out to be the president, which I thought was really funny.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's a really weird photo from the event, too. I'll give it to you to post online. But it looks like Jonathan as it, pretty much. He's standing there holding a pair of balloons. And I've always been interested in the photo because it's been hanging in our office for years. And I don't know where it came from, who took it, like anything about it. And I finally took it down this year and was really looking at it with a couple eBoard members and I, and we were like analyzing the small details of it. So like we looked at his like pant leg and we saw that it was the same pants that DiBiagio was wearing. And we're like, we put two and two together that it must have been him.
So has anything surprised you in the course of your time being involved in Oozeball? Anything about it that you didn't expect?
I think just the huge nature of it. Like the fact that we get there at 4 a.m. to start it. I kind of didn't expect that because to me, I was like, oh, we could set it up in an hour. It'll be fine. But it really takes a couple hours to get everything ready, especially the courts. Mud making is a huge thing. It's a huge undertaking of ours because rocks are a problem when you're playing in the mud. And you don't expect how many rocks end up in the grass that you played on last year. So that was a weird thing I learned the first year, raking the mud. I was like, why do we have to do this? It's mud.
Not just mud.
Mud and rocks.
So is there anything, in closing, is there anything you think people should know about Oozeball? If they take one thing away?
It's a tradition, and traditions are what hold our campus together. Without traditions, UConn probably wouldn't be as great of a place as it is today.